Feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Arc Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Arc Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Arc. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Arc Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arcinstitute.com. Do it today.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old, not retired vet. I'm a veteran of the Vietnam War era, and now a veteran retired cop, disabled in the line of duty. And my wife's 22 years military, and I have a son who's a major in the Army, who's been to the Gulf War II once, and looks like he'll be going back again. And so we're deeply involved, our family, and have been for years in these wars, of these international wars. None of them have anything to do with defending America. And so our police and military association here tries to keep up on what's going on all the time with our brothers and sisters who are dying for oil and for Israel and for these 14 permanent U.S. bases we're setting up there in Iraq. We're not coming home, folks. I just got another report today. Yeah, we'll be out of there in 2 years. That's right. Yeah, American soldiers will be coming home in 2 years. That's a bunch of baloney. We're never coming home because there's an agreement in these international crime families, between these international crime families that run Britain, the U.S. government, and Israeli government, that we're going to be there for good, securing the oil fields and securing the land from the Nile to the Euphrates for Israel. And that's not the Israeli people. It's the international crime families that run Israel, just like in the United States. And so anyway, here's a report. Army won't meet recruiting goals. Well, surprise, surprise. Washington, an Army expects The Army expects to miss its recruiting goals this month and next. It's working on a revised sales pitch to the patriotism of parents this time. Army Secretary Francis J. Harvey said Wednesday. Whether that boosts in enlistment numbers or not, Harvey said he sees no chance of a military draft. Now, these guys are such big liars. But, boy, you mentioned that, and people freak. So we need a big terrorist attack on the United States before we'll accept the draft. And, of course, the Bush crime family knows just that. But the article goes on, the D word, meaning draft, is the farthest thing from my mind, the former defense company executive told the Pentagon news conference. I becoming an Army's top, I've lost part of the page here. I guess I can't share this with you all the way. Sadly, whoever printed this out here, lost part of the page. You know what I mean? On some of these pages that run off to the right, you print them out and you lose part of the thing here. Let me see if I can get the meaning out of this thing anyway. Let's see. The D word is farthest thing from my mind, according to Army's top civilian official last November. Yeah. Because of the military manpower strains caused by simultaneous wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, some in Congress have raised the possibility of reinstituting the draft. Therefore, there is a strong consensus against it among Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld, military chiefs. A strong consensus against it, yes. Well, folks, we know it's coming. They're lying again, as they always do, because as of February 28, the Army National Guard, Army Reserve's down 10% off of its recruiting goals. National Guard's off 25%. And they're having a lot of trouble. And I bring this up to you because they're doing everything they can to encourage the young kids and the parents to send their children over there out of patriotism because of 9/11. Of course, some of the parents are beginning to wake up the fact this has nothing to do with 9/11, and they're waking up because of wonderful broadcasts like Republic Broadcasting Network and many of the others out there that are spreading the truth, and the private sector listening in today who are spreading the truth about what's really going on here. Here's a good example. Bob Nichols put out a report, Mushrooming Depleted Uranium, DU Scandal Blamed. This is the kind of reports that are getting in the hands because you're printing them out and handing them out to these families who have young children that are going to be drafted here very soon after the next big terrorist attack. It says here, Preventive Psychiatry e-newsletter charged Monday that the reason Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principi stepped down earlier this month was the growing scandal surrounding the use of uranium munitions in the Iraq War. Writing in Preventive Psychiatrist e-newsletter number 169, Arthur N. Berklau, how would you say that? Berklau, I guess it is. Berklau, Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law in New York, stated the real problem and the reason Mr. Principi's departure was really never given, however, a special report published by eminent scientist Lorraine Moret naming depleted uranium as the definitive cause of the Gulf War Syndrome has fed a growing scandal about the continued use of uranium munitions by the U.S. military. Considering the tons of depleted uranium used by the U.S., the Iraq War can truly be called a nuclear war. And that's absolutely true, folks. Of course, same thing we did to over in Europe, too, Serbia. We bombed it with depleted uranium, so the Serbian people are dying and their children are being born deformed, just like in Iraq at this time and Afghanistan. So these are nuclear wars. We dump so many millions and millions of tons of depleted uranium over there, and it just poisons the land forever. And our soldiers are coming home very, very ill, too. There's, so this fellow, Arthur N. Berntlow, executive director of Veterans for Constitutional Law in New York, stated that that's why Mr. Principe stepped down from head of the department. He says here, naming depleted uranium as the definitive cause of Gulf War syndrome has fed the growing scandal about the continued use of depleted uranium. Berntlow continued, this malady from uranium munitions that thousands of our military have suffered and died from has finally been identified as the cause of this sickness, he means Gulf War sickness, eliminating the guessing. The terrible truth is now being revealed. This is one of the reasons, folks, that recruiting is down, and you wonder why when the families are beginning to read these things. He added, out of 580,400 soldiers who served in the Gulf War I, the first Gulf War, of them, 11,000 are now dead. By the year 2000, there were 325,000 on permanent medical disability. Folks, incredible. Think about that. 580,400 soldiers went to first Gulf War, and out of those now, by the year 2000, 325,000 are on a permanent medical disability. This astounding number of disabled vets means that a decade later, 56% of those soldiers who served have some form of permanent medical problems. The disability rate of the wars of the last century was 5%. It was higher, 10% in Vietnam. The VA Secretary Principe was aware of this fact as far back as the year 2000, wrote Berntlow. He and the Bush administration have been hiding these facts, but now, thanks to Moret's report, it is far too big to hide or to cover up. Terry Jamison's Public Affairs Specialist, Office of Deputy Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs, Department of Veterans Affairs at the VA Central Office, reportedly said recently that Gulf-era veterans now on disability, medical disability since 1991, number 518,739 veterans, said Berntlow. The long-term effects have revealed that DU, that's uranium oxide, is a virtual death sentence, stated Berntlow. Marion Folk, a nuclear physical chemist, that's what it says, who retired from the Lawrence Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab and was also involved in the Manhattan Project, interprets the new and rapid malignancies in the soldiers from the 2003 Iraq War, that is, as absolutely spectacular, a matter of deep concern. When asked if the main purpose of using DU was for destroying things and killing people, Falk said more specifically, I would say it's the perfect weapon for killing lots of people. Principe could not be reached for comment prior to the deadline of this report. Now we have another report here, Dirty Bombs, Dirty Missiles, Dirty Bullets, a death sentence here and abroad by Lauren Moret. That's that top scientist that wrote this report. I won't read that to you because that's his full report. But you can get it. You can get it by going to www.sf. That's like Sierra Frank, okay, B-A-Y, View. I guess it's San Francisco Bay View is what I would guess. S-F Bay View, one word, .com. And you'll go and you can pull up depleted uranium. Look for depleted uranium in there, okay? There's a story. Actually, you'll find Lauren Moret's report there. Let's see. Will there be a draft? As military recruiting stumbles and needs grow, some say a draft may be impossible to ignore. We'll be right back with that report, folks. It affects every one of us, every one of our families somewhere. There are young girls and boys that they want to poison and bleed over there for these international crime families. We'll be back in just a minute.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth, a great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, this is that old cop Jack McLam here with you, retired up here in the great Northwest. Will there be a draft? We, of course, here at our police and military associations, two of them, know that there's going to be a draft because we know the plan. We've seen the plan from the neocons. We're going to be going to all the nations in the Middle East, knocking them over, putting in puppet governments, and taking over the land and the oil. So, brothers and sisters out there, if you don't think there's going to be a draft, where do you think we're going to get the people to do this? That's the goal. That's the program of the internationalists. So, our blood of our children are going to be spilled for these internationalists, and we don't have enough right now. They're killing them off with this depleted uranium, too. So, anyway, yes, there's going to be a draft. But here's what this article has to say by Tom Reagan. It says the U.S. Army is beginning to face the same sort of recruiting problems that have already plagued the National Guard and Reserves. The Washington Post reported this Monday. Since the Army's fiscal year began last October, it has only signed 18.4% of its target of 80,000 new recruits. That's less than last year's and well below the 25% target the Army had set itself to meet by this time. Very frankly, in a couple of places, our recruiting pool is getting soft, said Lieutenant General Franklin L. Hagenbeck, the Army's personnel chief. We're hearing things like, well, let's wait and see how this thing settles out in Iraq. He said in an interview, for the active duty for 05, it's going to be tough to meet the goals, but I think we can, he said. I think the telling year for us is going to be 06. I think he's right, because we'll have the draft before that, way before that. While Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and President Bush have repeatedly said there is no need for a draft, and one of the military's top recruiters said only last week that a draft would not improve the quality of soldiers. Folks, to go over there and get blown up and fire a rifle, they don't care about the quality of soldiers. They just want blood and tissue to throw at the enemy over there, these citizens of these nations that we're raiding and taking over. So this idea, well, we want quality of soldiers. My wife laughs when she hears that, being a master sergeant in the Army for 22 years. They're not even recruiting quality soldiers now. They're taking illegal aliens out of prison here in the United States and signing them up for the military and grabbing people all over the place. A lot of them are disabled soldiers pulling back in. So that's a bunch of garbage. Anytime you hear them saying, well, you know, we have to have quality soldiers to spill their blood over these international wars. Okay, so it says here in the letter, retired military leaders such as General Barry McCaffrey joined with defense analysts such as Michelle Flournoy and political commentators such as William Crystal in asking Congress take the steps necessary to increase substantially the size of the active Army and Marine Corps. By the way, Bill Kristol is head of the neocons, the Israeli neocons that control the Pentagon and the State Department, folks. And it is their will we're following in their program over there. So William Kristol saying, yeah, we're going to need... Israelis want more American bodies, girls and boys, to throw at our enemies over there in the Middle East, so we're going to have to substantially increase the size of the active duty Army and Marine Corps. It is our judgment that we should aim for an increase in the active duty Army and Marine Corps together of at least 25,000 troops each year over the next several years. That's from Bill Kristol himself, head of the neocons. While the letter contains no explicit call for a draft, peace activists in particular say there is no way for the military to reach these numbers without instituting a draft. Some have started campaigning to teach young people in the military age about conscientious objector status and the possibility of a draft and countering military recruitment in schools today. Yeah, the military, we've read reports of the military in the schools, the high school guys and gals out there. I'm telling you, they've sent them in now to make friends with the kids. They're playing basketball with the kids, these Army sergeants, and they're going into the classrooms and helping the kids with counseling. And the Army's told them to make friends with these kids and become their best buddies, so that they can get them into the draft to go die for these internationalists in these mercenary wars we're fighting over there, folks. It's really sad and degrading the way the military recruiters that I knew years ago are now being sent into the high schools to pump a bunch of garbage in the heads of these young people so they'll go die for these international crime families. It just breaks your heart. But that is really heavily going on right now. Rolling Stone magazine reported in late January that two of John Donald Rumsfeld's deputies met with the head of the Selective Service Agency in February 2003 to debate, discuss, and ponder a return of the draft. Well, the truth is leaking out, folks, little by little, even though the liars keep saying don't want to say the D word. We'll be right back with more of the program right after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
I'm going over this article here about Rolling Stones magazine. They had to go and do a Freedom of Information Act. They had to do a Freedom of Information Act to get the truth out of these liars. It says here, Donald Rumsfeld deputies met with the head of the Selective Service Agency in February 2003 to debate, discuss, and ponder a return of the draft. It's, and here's this memo that they found by having to do a Freedom of Information Act. Says defense manpower officials concede that there are critical shortages of military personnel with certain special skills, such as medical personnel, linguists, computer network engineers, etc. The potentiality prohibitive cost of attracting and retaining such personnel for military service. The memo adds and has led some officials to conclude from the memo, while a conventional draft may never be needed, a draft of men and women possessing these critical skills may be warranted in the near future. This new draft, it suggests, could be invoked to meet the needs both of the Pentagon and Department of Homeland Security. Meanwhile, U.S. military recruiters are trying a variety of new options to entice new recruits in both the active force and the National Guard and Reserves. Connecticut National Guard is planning to start a magazine, launch a show on local cable TV double its current 32-member recruiting team and make many more visits to local high schools in the effort to boost the ranks. Recruiters say they are ready to promise that new recruits won't be sent overseas for a year. Liars, liars, liars. Any of us that have been in the military know how the recruiters lie. I was lied to when I joined up, and I've heard from many, many young people now that have been lied to. Even if you fill out a contract, they started that contract thing some years ago. They even lie and change the contract, which is not supposed to be allowed. But they change it anyway and tell you to sue them. Well, so don't believe anything the recruiters say about not being sent overseas for a year, folks. They'll put you anywhere they want to put you, just like they have many of us in the military. Well, okay, enough said about that. Stand by for the draft. We military people know it's coming, and you probably do too, because if you've seen and if you read our new newsletter, Ain't a Bet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, we have a whole article in there about who's calling the shots, what the goals is. We have the quotes from very powerful people in the administration and in these neocons that are running the Pentagon and the State Department today, even though the talking head, little Mary Muffet, Condoleezza Rice, is there as a figurehead. She's not calling the shots. The neocons are. And it's going to be a draft. Last week, by the way, I had a news report here, which I don't have before me right now, but last week, all the Selective Service, the SS organizations in the United States, had to give a report to Bush stating they're ready for the draft. That's right. Last week was the date. They had to tell him everything is ready to start the draft. And, of course, they did tell him that last week. They've got everything manned. They've got the draft offices opened and staffed. They I forget how many millions and millions of dollars they got from the Congress to get all the Selective Service offices open. So there's where we're at, folks. Get ready for your children to be thrown into this sea of depleted uranium. Sad, but true. That's what's going on. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what to do about it because we are having trouble getting out the fact that we have a program, we have a plan to end the draft, to stop the draft, and to stop these wars, these international wars for these international crime families and their own goals and aspirations. Nothing to do with America's security at all or fighting terrorism. And you can find our plan for ending the draft before it even gets started and ending these wars by going to PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com. PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com. And you'll find our plan there. I hope you'll come on board now and help us spread the word. Send that to everybody on your email list. Our PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com is so important because we could end the draft ideas right now and go there, print out our flyer that we have, and get it out into the hands of our brothers and sisters throughout the United States who their children and grandchildren, perhaps, are going to be caught up in this universal draft. The girls and the boys are both going to be drafted this time. And it'll be preceded by a tremendous attack on America, a terrorist attack on the United States, we believe. It sounds like that's exactly what they're going to do. And then the American people will offer up their children to Moloch, you know, like sacrifices to this international crime family. Totally Luciferian, by the way. These international crime families are Luciferians. So please, folks, go to Patriot Politicians Lead Wars and join us. Sign in there with us and print out our flyer and get it out to everybody on your email list. Get it out to everybody you know, because this Patriot Politicians Lead Wars website, you can see in there that the left and the right's children are both going to be drafted. Girls and the boys from the hardcore communist left to the right-wing radical right is going to be grafted. And so this is one area of America that all the liberals and all the conservatives, if those names mean anything today, can come together to stop all of our children from serving in these international wars of these international crime families. Let's go to Alex Jones, who's on the line right now. Brother Alex Jones, how you doing?
Well, Jack, I'm doing pretty good. Normally, on Tuesday night, I'd be sitting in my studio about to go live on TV from 7 to 8 p.m., but it was weird. I was driving along down the highway, and you know, my car's got this little digital gas display, said I had like 15, 20 miles, ran out of gas, and should have had a gas can, but while I was waiting for my lovely wife to bring me some gas, I got to listen to the last 30 minutes of your show. And right before your show started, and right before I ran out of gas, I was listening to local KLBJ, so I wanted to make two points. Number one, I heard the CPS a month ago, Child Protective Services, whose open mandate is to break up families. It's their own handbooks, their own textbooks they use.
That's right.
I heard them on the radio going, anybody that goes to the courthouse for any business will be told at the door and explained, will be advised that it is your job and you will be criminally charged if you think there might be some type of abuse if you don't report it. But then a month ago I heard them going, we got to have more funds, we got more cases than we can deal with, blah, blah, blah. So I heard them reporting, you know, tattle on your neighbors, dig up dirt, even if you don't think it's there, go ahead and report them. Not only should we all have to have ID cards to travel and live, something just 20 years ago we were taught was the Soviet Union, now it's tattle on your neighbors, but that was a side issue. Then I ran out of gas and was listening to you, and you just, of course, just brought up the draft, and so I had to call in. They have set up the draft boards again. The Pentagon says that they won't even be able to be in Iraq in a year without a draft. They've got stop-loss, basically drafting people that have already served two tours in Iraq.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about a third or fourth, but my last point was this on the draft. People say, how are they going to get it done? People said, oh, we're going to have a draft for the election. I said, never. They're going to have a draft, and I had this big Pentagon expert on last week, and he agreed, after another terror attack. When there's another terror attack, much bigger than 9/11, then they'll say, sorry, got to do it. And that's when the hammer is going to drop, folks, and they're going to invade Iran, Syria. They're going to let China take Taiwan, and you know the New World Order is on. But look, I want to warn people, when this draft comes, unless we're able to stop it, we probably won't be able to, just like the terrorist attack, when this draft comes, they'll be able to prosecute a few well-known people like Muhammad Ali and others. They'll be able to have a few poster children. But if all of us just say no, they can't get us all. And they have no right to do this in this unjust war that Congress never declared. Their authorization was based on the fraud of weapons of mass destruction. And so that's my little rant right there, Officer Jack McClam, and I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, buddy. Thank you, Alex. You're right. This we're hearing here from a lot of people in the military right now that this draft is on. And yet the liars are still lying, saying, no, we're not going to draft anybody. But they know they've got a big terrorist attack planned, Alex, and the people will literally roll over and give anything to be safe, and they'll hit the patriot drum again. If you're a patriot, you'll send your children to fight against these evil Arabs.
Well, why are they still making all the preparations for war, gearing up? And then you read all the Pentagon documents, hundreds of millions of war for selective service, setting up the draft boards. There's 12 different pieces of legislation introduced in the last few years, bipartisan, for a national draft. This is going on across the board. They've got to have a draft. I mean, their recruitment in the Navy, in the Army, in the Marine Corps has dropped off almost to nothing. I mean, it's happening across the board, and just God bless you, Jack.
Hey, same to you, brother. Thanks for all you do for our country.
Thank you.
Love you. Love you. You take care. Yeah, folks, without a doubt, we need to stand up and fight this thing now. Please, I beg you, for your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors, go to our Patriot Politicians LeadWars.com and get that flyer out to everybody you know. You know, it's not impossible. It's not impossible if the left and the right come together, if they realize it's going to be their children and their own moms and dads and aunts and uncles, and my goodness gracious, they're taking guys 70 years old right now, so your great-grandfather can be caught up in this draft. We've had four people over 70 that have talked to us that have been recruited back into the military, that have had past military experience. So this is a big thing, folks, taking over those nations in the Middle East that have said no to the New World Order. They have, remember I told you 2 weeks after we took over Baghdad, there was a Fox talking head with his microphone. I was watching the television, and he said, this is a great day for Iraq. Iraq finally is under the international banking system. And it hit me right upside the head that, here's the problem. All these oil barons, these sheiks over there and everybody, have been withholding their control of all this wealth out of the international banking system. So we had to go over there and take over these nations. That's one of the reasons, because they've said no to coming under this Federal Reserve international banking scam that we're in here in the United States. And so, folks, we're going in there. We are going to be throwing more of our children at these Arabs that are just trying to defend their nations. And we're going to take over those nations with the blood of many of our children and grandchildren, our mothers and dads and brothers and sisters. And we can stop it now. And so please go to PatriotPoliticiansLeadWars.com and see what we mean if we stand up with the left and the right and say no to this now. It's not going to happen. It just won't happen. Just like Alex says, if you just say no, what are they going to do? Put everybody in prison? I really doubt that. I know what it takes to man prisons. Believe me, I do, because I was in that system as a law enforcement officer in the sixth biggest city in the United States. And we had a tremendous amount of turnkeys, we called them, jailers, and other people worked at the jails just to try to take care of the jails in Phoenix and the county. And I'll tell you what, it takes just several million people manning the prisons if they tried to put a whole bunch of prisons in, or people in. So we just don't think that's going to happen. If the people ever get their back up over it, and we can do it, folks, and it won't happen. So anyway, enough said that. Before the program's over, I want to thank all of you that helped call in for Grandma May. I'll tell you what, it's wonderful to hear the story. Grandma May, remember McGurk? She's been airlifted to the University of Alabama Birmingham Medical Center, receiving IV fluids, nourishment, and some of the finest medical care available in the United States today. So says her nephew, Ken Mulineaux. Ken Mulineaux sent this message to us, and it says here that on Saturday they got their grandmother out of there and got her to the hospital. Absolutely amazing story, folks. I believe it was the prayers that kept this 81-year-old lady alive for 10 days without liquids or food. Amazing story. But I guess she's safe now. Let's hope she is. We've got a note here, and it says here that he was actually racing from his home to the university hospital, and he said he'd get back to us with more details and update on his Aunt May. So praise the Lord, folks, and any of you that helped that made those phone calls we talked about making last Friday, we certainly appreciate that very, very much. You see, once again, when the people get together, we have power. And so the same with the draft, folks. If we get together, especially when the left and the right's children are going to be drafted, we can stop this thing. We truly can. These international crime families should not be using the blood of our children to fight these international wars as mercenaries, not even as fighting for any American cause whatsoever, but serving as mercenaries in these wars for these internationalists. Bad deal. Bad deal. Well, go to the border real quick here, and let me say a sad story occurred. Border, we're talking about our dear brothers and sisters down there who are you know, at the doing the what they call it neighborhood watch on the border. Yes, the Minuteman Project. We had a brother come home from Iraq just 2 weeks ago and was robbed at gunpoint down in Yuma as he stopped at the Imperial Sand Dunes Recreation Area in his car. Matthew Shearer, 21, said he had a gun pointed at his head while thieves stole his 1997 Ford Explorer, took $700 in cash and his cell phone. The thieves are believed to have entered the country illegally and then fled back to Mexico. Robbery occurred at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, according to the Border Patrol. What a sad situation. The kid goes over there in Iraq, comes back here to get robbed. Okay, folks, we'll be back and close out the program when we come back after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Listen, we want you to keep praying for the Minutemen down there. I think the prayers are doing a lot of good. Bush is waiting. He knows they're going to be there for 30 days, and he's waiting for one of them to stumble and do something wrong. He called them vigilantes, and he hates this so bad. Him and Vicente Fox, the old communist leader of Mexico, have a pact to allow the terrorists in, allow the illegal aliens in to depress the American economy, and allow the Of course, they're dope to come across the border. You can't let that stop, and he absolutely hates these Minutemen down there upstaging him. We've got almost total stoppage of any border illegals slipping past in that 20-plus mile area that they're patrolling over there and just being the eyes and ears of the Border Patrol. So we ask you to keep praying for him, because what Bush is doing, we know here at our Police and Military Association, he's hoping that something violent happens to where he doesn't have to create it himself. He sent down 150 allegedly Border Patrol agents down there. I'm sure that they're not all Border Patrol agents. 150 more down to get next to the Minuteman Project people. But he's hoping he won't have to instigate shooting himself, put a sniper on a mountain and shoot a couple of the Mexican police or military across the border and blame it on the Minutemen. So he's holding off right now, but they've got to discredit these guys. They have to discredit the men and women in the volunteers, among the volunteers, because otherwise Bush comes away looking very, very bad. And even Vicente Fox has sent over 6,000 of his soldiers to the border to move the illegal aliens and drug smugglers and the terrorists outside the 20-mile border area by buses and trucks. They're trucking and busing them around that 20-mile area so that they can come across anyway. And these two international crime lords, Vicente Fox and Bush, are really ticked. I shared it with you the other day, what Vicente Fox said. He's really ticked. Going to sue all these people and going to do nasty things to these Minutemen down there for stopping his drugs coming across and his illegal aliens and so forth. So keep your prayers going, folks. Don't know what else we can do. We've communicated here to the Minutemen leadership to be very careful, have some of their pilots fly across and over these mountains and hills to keep the to watch for the snipers that Bush will send in to do some sniping on those hills and call in if they see anybody with rifles up on those hills there. But your prayers are the best thing to make sure that that Bush fails and Vicente Fox fails in their trying to discredit the Minutemen. Okay, folks, I think we're going to run out of time. We are out of time here. It's good to be with you tonight, folks. And just let me say that I really mean this. Here's my pledge to you I like to give from time to time. I pledge to you, folks, a nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order, absolutely never. I give you this pledge from literally thousands of police and soldiers that love God and freedom, because we truly, truly love you, America. Good day.
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN.